It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables. We get to know them a little bit better. We are joined by Steve.
From Ely.
From Ely. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good. How about you?
Awesome.
Good. Have you had your breakfast?
I have not, but I will be shortly.
Do you know what you're going to have?
I do. Yep.
All
I'm
right.
going to have... 2 eggs over medium toast and hash browns.
Oh,
you know what? I know this sounds crazy, but because you're very dramatic there about before you told us what you're going to have. I was like, he's going to be hash brown guy.
Really?
I actually, in my head, knew it.
Wow. Yeah, you did kind of, that was dramatic. You kind of paused.
Oh, well, I don't know. I like to start slow, though. I'm just sitting in the chair by the window drinking coffee with the dog in the lap.
What's the dog's name?
Nikki.
And what kind of dog?
No, please tell me it's a black lab in your lab.
No, she's a French Brittany.
Aww.
French Brittany.
That's great. So are you going to be preparing the eggs and hash brown?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
It's kind of my standard breakfast.
Tell us about the hash browns because that's critical. Are they store-bought? Are they made potatoes made yesterday?
I got a big pot. I boil up about 8-10 potatoes at a time and then shred them. Keep them in the fridge and just pull one out and shred one.
Whoa. Crispy?
Got to do it that way.
You like them crispy?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I'm lost at shredding. I don't quite know what that means. What type of device? You don't just take a knife and cut them up thin, you shred them.
No, you take like a cheese shredder.
Oh.
And you shred them.
Yeah.
I've never done that. I have to do that. I love hash
browns. Oh, you got to do that. And the key to cooking hash browns, you know what it is, right?
No.
Well, you only flip them once.
Really?
There's no flipping them back and forth and trying to get them just perfect. If you're going to get them nice and crispy, you flip them one time. So you got to be on it. You got to watch them.
So it's almost patty form?
Oh, absolutely, yep. They should come up in one kind of like chunk.
Now, using like a skillet, using olive oil,
cast iron, cast iron pan.
I just knew it.
And butter.
Oh, butter.
So is there amount of time, or when do you know to flip them?
Well, I've tried to, time it, but you just can't time it. You just got to know. You just got to look at them and look at the edges and say they're ready.
Yeah.
And flip them.
What temperature do you think your skillet's at?
Oh, it's pretty hot.
Okay.
Usually, it's just about the butter just starts to burn, and I turn it down. I have an old gas stove, so so there's no setting. Just kind of look at the flame.
Did we say over easy?
Yeah, 2 over easy eggs.
Over medium.
Over medium.
Sorry, Steve.
Yeah, get it right.
Wow.
Is that the difference between like 15 seconds?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same deal. When I flip the eggs, I shut the burner off, but the cast iron keeps its heat for quite a while.
Sure.
And it's longer than 15 seconds. Mm-hmm. I like the whites to be runny, just the yolk.
Yeah, you're right. That's no good. So, sounds like you're a particular guy. So how is the plate setup going to be of this hash browns and the eggs?
Well, the hash browns take up the half of the plate. You got to have a good portion.
Yeah.
And the eggs on the other half, and then toast.
Oh, okay. He didn't mention the toast, did he?
Yeah,
or maybe
just throwing toast in now. One or two slices.
Oh, I didn't throw the toast in. I'm sorry. You got to have toast.
One or two slices?
Two slices.
Particular type of bread?
I prefer the Master's toasting bread or whatever they call it.
Oh, that
English muffin?
There you go.
Oh,
yep.
My God, that is tremendous.
It's got all the cracks and crevices filled with butter, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And beverage?
Coffee. I like the coffee ready when I get out of bed. I set the timer at night. So when I get out of bed, it's ready to go.
So, Steve, I don't want you to get mad at me. I have a question for you here. Ketchup? On the hash browns?
Oh, gosh. You always
No.
See, I had this feeling.
John, you put ketchup on your hash browns?
Absolutely.
You know, I've tried it, and it's not bad, but I'm not I don't even put ketchup on hamburgers or anything.
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm not a ketchup guy.
He's a rebel, you know, what can we say? Well, it sounds like his hash browns are so good, it doesn't need ketchup.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you put onions in them, salt and pepper, anything, or just...
You know, the onions are good. Once in a while, I like to make the stuffed hash browns. Put some cut-up ham and cheese, and then fold half of them over on the top. So it's like stuffed hash browns. That's pretty tasty.
We're talking to
there's
Steve.
There's a little cafe in Ely here that's famous for their stuffed hash browns. I'll give them a plug, Britain's Cafe.
Nice.
And I can't wait till they're open again so I can go.
We're talking to Steve from Ely. He's telling us about his breakfast this morning. So how has this pandemic been for you?
Well, I put a picture up one time on Facebook that said, with my dog sitting in the lap, and it said, I never knew that quarantine and my daily routine were one and the same. It's going fine. The BWCA being closed is kind of a little concern. In the summertime, I guide canoe trips all summer, so that's already starting to, they've been starting to get cancellations. But otherwise, it hasn't changed too much for me. In the wintertime, I work in the school district as a substitute para, so I haven't been able to do any of that for the last, since the school's closed.
How long have you been in Ely?
I moved here in 96.
Where'd you move from?
Bemidji.
Oh, okay.
In fact, that's where I first heard KXE. I moved there in 89.
Huh.
And a friend of a friend was Steve Ross, who does your Grateful Dead Hour. And so I ended up, that's how I found out about KXE. And Friday mornings, I always like to listen to Marshall on the radio. He gives some good stuff for news stories. I like listening to hearing his stuff. So you guys are awesome.
So, Steve, what for the Boundary Waters, what is their right now, not even day use, but when does that open up, or what do you know about that?
Well, it's supposed to, initially they said the day use stuff was going to open up as of May 4th when the stay-at-home order went off.
Oh.
Now, I haven't heard an update.
Okay.
Because he extended that, didn't he, to the 18th?
Yeah, but the Boundary Waters is governed federally, right? So they could make
a decision. They were kind of coinciding with whatever the governor said. Now, whether he did open up a few other things, and whether they change that or not, I don't know. They may extend it to the 18th also. I don't know.
Yeah. So we know why you like KEXE, KBXE, but why are you a member?
Well, you know, being a fishing guide and stuff, you don't exactly make a lot of money and everything, but it's just so worth it. I mean, $5-$10 a month, and, I mean, I turn it on all the time. There really isn't. There's only two pre-programmed stations on my radio at home on the stereo, and that's what I listen to. In fact, I won't get into long story short, but I ended up coming back out to move into a place that I'd lived. And when I was wondering if I was going to move back out to the place, I drove out here first, and I got out and made sure the KAXE came in on the radio, because it doesn't come in too far outside of Ely.
Right. No, our
and, but I live on a hill, and it comes in loud and clear, so everything's good.
Thanks for being a member. So you know Homestead Mills is our sponsor. You get Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes. What would you like?
I'll try that cereal. That'd be good.
It's on the way, buddy. Hey, thanks for being a member. Thanks.
We'll have some virtual hash browns with you without ketchup, because we care.
Well, I'll have some real ones and say hi.
Okay. Thanks. Yes, we'll be